flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chiefs, Bills, I think there's pressure on both sides. I know that Mahomes has got so much hardware and the Chiefs are a dynasty and Josh Allen hasn't been to the Super Bowl yet, but Perloff, when you're standing there and you have a chance to write your name into the history books with a three-peat, I don't think that's a small thing. I think that does add pressure, and I do think that the Chiefs are going to be feeling it a little bit. Let's head to our pal Carrington Harrison, of course, radio host in Kansas City, knows this team inside and out. Carrington, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I appreciate you guys having me today.
Listen, we think about Kansas City sports. We think about Carrington Harrison. And what do you think about my idea that, you know, Josh Allen is feeling a totally different kind of pressure to get there for the first time? But that doesn't mean the Chiefs are feeling none, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that part I agree with. I mean, both of them have expectations in just very different ways. If Patrick Mahomes is going to make the argument at the end of his career that he's the greatest quarterback of all time, he's going to have to do things that Tom Brady has never done before. Mahomes has had an incredible start to his career, but everything he's experienced, Tom Brady has also experienced. He's two games away from being able to say that he's done something that no quarterback in the history of the NFL has ever done. And I heard you guys make the point about Josh Allen. Like, it's kind of your time. You're now 28. You've never gone to the Super Bowl. Burrow has gone to a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts has gone to a Super Bowl. Like, it's kind of your time to take that next step in your career. I mean, it took Peyton Manning 6 tries to eventually beat Tom Brady. So we'll see if Sunday Josh Allen can finally beat Patrick Mahomes in a game that really matters.
You know, it's funny. This particular year's matchup, it feels like both teams have de-emphasized their quarterback. Everyone's talking about Mahomes versus Allen. And I've been watching the Chiefs and I've been watching the Bills, and it doesn't feel like either coach wants to really use their quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for Buffalo, I think more than anything, where I would maybe disagree a little bit is, I just think Buffalo is just better balanced than they were before. We went back yesterday on my radio show and we looked back at that epic game they had 3 years ago in 2022. And Buffalo just, Josh Allen had to do everything. I mean, they ran 57 plays, and Josh Allen either threw it or ran it on 51 of those plays. I think now with James Cook and some of the other options that they have in the run game, they can just rely on other pieces. I know the Chiefs have maybe changed. They're not that high-flying team that they've had before, but, I mean, Patrick Mahomes hasn't thrown an interception since the last Bills game. That was in the middle of November. Talking about 7 straight games without turning the ball over, so I think the Chiefs' offense has changed in a lot of ways, but I mean, if this game is close with 4 minutes to go, we all know the expectation is going to be for Patrick Mahomes to take him down the field, and he does that way more times than not.
Carrington Harrison joining us, 610 Sports Radio, Kansas City, knows this team better than anyone. You know, the big talk this week, Carrington, you've heard it, is about, you know, Chiefs getting calls, Patrick Mahomes specifically getting the, not even home cooking, just getting the calls because he can be, he sells calls, he can be elusive, especially on the sidelines. You know, he does all those things that I think you want your quarterback to do. Work in the refs, all of that. Do you think that this game is going to be officiated differently? How do you see it being officiated?
Yeah, I actually think that people's problem is maybe more with the NFL than with the Chiefs. I get it. Like, this is what we do when any team wins all the time. We did the same thing with the Patriots for 20 years, and we thought that Brady was the golden child. We do this in college basketball with the marquee team. This is just the label that you get when your team wins all the time. I think we have to look at the 3 hits or the 3 plays that people are discussing kind of differently. The one with Will Anderson, I don't like that that is a penalty, but we all watch the NFL. You can't hit the quarterback below the knees. You can't hit the quarterback high. If you do that, they are going to call it. The league has decided that they are very overprotective of quarterbacks. So that's the first hit. The second one, Mahomes slides late. I've been advocating for a long time, like, the league should just ban your ability to slide feet first. Quarterbacks get extra protection inside the pocket. You shouldn't get that same protection outside the pocket, especially as quarterbacks have now become more mobile.
Yep.
Quarterbacks are a part of your run game, so start treating them like they treat everybody else. Now, the third one, Mahomes flops. But I think people are forgetting the fact that they didn't call a penalty on the play. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mahomes did the little Jazzy Jeff Fresh Prince fall out of bounds. but then he gets up and the game continues on. They didn't help the Chiefs at all. So I think this is just an overreaction because people are frustrated that one team wins all the time. But if you've been following the NFL, one team always wins all the time.
Carrington, I know you're there, so it's hard to tell, but have you gotten any whiff of this national anti-Chiefs vibe? You mentioned it. I think people get tired of the winner, but they remind me maybe a little bit of Steph Curry's Warriors. It sounds like people around the country are finding ways to dislike the Chiefs. What do you make of that from a local perspective?
This is what you want to be in life. People hate the Yankees because of the number of championships they have. People hated Alabama and Clemson when they kept playing for national championships. Nobody hates the Saints because the Saints are irrelevant. You guys don't talk about the Titans, or if you do, it's because they have the number one overall pick. This is just one of those occupational hazards that when you reach this level of success, when you're the one of the one, when you're at the absolute top of your field, people get tired of you winning. There is a natural story arc. 5 years ago, everybody liked the Chiefs. Remember, Tom Brady was winning all the time. There was this new quarterback that threw it this different kind of ways, and everybody wants to see the Chiefs win. Now they've done that now for a half decade where they've kept beating every other team in the league, and now we're ready for something new. And there's a frustration because Patrick Mahomes is 29 years old. The Chiefs, maybe they don't win on Sunday. Maybe the Bills win, right? The possibility. Well, then next year Kansas City will be back. And the year after that. Like, this is not ending anytime soon.
I love that the character. It's like, there's a possibility. Like, there's a shot in hell that maybe the Bills win. I get it, too. I'd have the confidence because they've done it. Carrington Harrison, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Absolutely love his work. Kelsey's last year, Carrington, do you think this game or the Super Bowl will determine whether or not Kelsey comes back?
I don't. So to kind of go into his contract a little bit, he reached a 2-year extension at the very beginning of the season. He has a $12.5 million roster bonus if he's on the team March 1st. I know Kelsey has his hand in a lot of pots. I don't know many people that are turning down $12.5 million in the next month of time for simply being on the team. So if I had to guess, I think Kelsey plays one more year. I think Kelsey plays next year. He's got a $12.5 million roster bonus. He gets $5 million in game checks during the season. He'll make more money in any individual season than he ever has playing for the Chiefs. And then he retires like his brother did, and he does amazing things post-career.
Yeah, and not to mention a certain girlfriend. We have wedding planning coming up.
Didn't even think about that. Did we get a proposal?
Yeah, you can't do it like after you win the Super Bowl. By the way, I have to ask this. Do you ever run into her in the bowels of the stadium?
No, I've actually never seen Taylor Swift before, but she will be at the game. That's also the thing, too. Now, they don't show her as much as they did last year. I don't really think they showed her that much last year, but I would get it. Like, think about it. If you cheer for a random team, like let's say you cheer for the Patriots right now, the Chiefs are everything you used to be. You had the superstar quarterback. You had the great tight end. Now you got, the most famous woman in the world at the game. And every time you turn on a commercial, you see the same person all the time. I get why the rest of the league is frustrated with the Chiefs because they win all the time. Well, but that's a you problem. If you are mad at the Chiefs winning, tell your favorite team to beat the Chiefs. And I've seen over the last 5 years, every quarterback they kept telling me is the new big thing. It was Deshaun Watson. It's Lamar Jackson. It's Trevor Lawrence. It's Baker Mayfield. We've done this thing for 5 years, and the Chiefs have beaten all of these quarterbacks. Josh Allen has never beaten Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. He's 0-3. He gets a good shot on Sunday in a 50-50 coin flip game to knock off the two-time defending Super Bowl champion, and then you don't have to hear about the Chiefs for 2 weeks.
Yeah, if only. Carrington, last one from me on this one, and it's about, we've been talking about this from the Josh Allen point of view, which is, say you do beat Patrick Mahomes, it's going to take a lot, it's going to take a perfect game, and maybe some help even from the Chiefs doing uncharacteristic things, which I doubt they'll do. But say you get to the Super Bowl, and let's just play this out, that it's Jaden Daniels, right? Somehow the Commanders upset Philadelphia Eagles. They're a 6-point underdog right now. But let's say you do get to the Super Bowl. If you lose to a rookie quarterback, and you become the first team, first of all, a rookie's never made the Super Bowl, and then you'd become the first person to lose to a rookie quarterback for either Mahomes or Allen, quite frankly, I think that would be you wouldn't be able to live with yourself. Even for as good as Jaden Daniels is playing, these guys are just so much more experienced. How would you see something like that if it plays out that way?
I mean, I can't think of anything more Buffalo Bills than that. I mean, that's what we know the Buffalo Bills for. They went to 4 Super Bowls in the 90s. And they lost all of them. That might not even be the worst Super Bowl loss that they've had in the last 30 years or so. So I completely understand what you're saying, but going to the Super Bowl, expecting to win, and then losing in heartbreak, that sounds like the Buffalo Bills.
That's true. Okay, nothing will top Norwood, though. That's it.
This might sound like an inappropriate question, and I'm sorry, but Maggie and I talked about Andy. Andy Reid lost significant weight over the last couple of years, right? Like, he's in a much healthier spot now. Am I correct, Carrington? We were debating. It's kind of hard to tell because he wears the big red jacket.
Yeah, I mean, I know it came up last year on whether or not he was going to come back or not. I don't really think there's any reason to think that he's not going to be the head coach. He seems as energized as anybody. I mean, the Chiefs have done a really good job keeping their staff in place. I know that Spags interviewed somewhere else. I know that Matt Nagy also did. No reason to think that those guys are getting NFL coaching jobs. Like, that kind of heat has gone out, so to speak. So this is a team that's going to return, I don't know, 90% of its nucleus next year. So I think as long as Andy's healthy, and I think he's relatively healthy, there's no reason to think that this thing won't continue on for at least the next handful of years or so.
Carrington Harrison, love checking in with you, Carrington. We should, speaking of healthy, 4 people were on the Chiefs injury report from yesterday. One of them was Patrick Mahomes, but 4 people on the injury report, all full participants. Like, this is, you're in good shape here heading into this game. Best of luck. Enjoy the game, and we'll certainly talk to you soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Carrington Harrison, 610 Sports Radio Kansas City.
That is one thing. The Chiefs are, and Amenihu's back too. Like, they're, and all the linebackers are there. Like, this is not, they weren't like that last year at all. Remember, I think, you know, a lot of guys were in and out of that defense. It's amazing how they've transformed. They're a really good defense, Meg. So is Buffalo.
I know. I realize that.
I'd honestly, too, I think I could game plan against Josh Allen, the Bills.
What would be your plan?
I would spy him on third down, and I'd say you have to beat me in a passing game. Like, I would definitely, like, I watched the playoffs, too, and I'm like, gosh, move up. The Ravens don't want to pass the ball. The Bills don't want to pass the ball. Just keep moving up. Let him beat you. It's going to happen, especially if the weather is iffy, which is going to be a little cold. Did you get the...
Oh, yeah. Do we have a weather report?
High of 34. It's a 6 o'clock game, so it'll probably
be
23. So not terrible, but...
Not terrible, but yeah. Still, I think, like, that's when you... I think both teams are going to want to force away from the run game, and that's definitely what I would do. Like, let Amari Cooper get long on you. We'll see if it works.
So here's the thing about that. Yeah, I know which way they want to play.
Yeah.
I obviously possess the ball, you know... Exactly what they did against the Ravens, right? But if you want to get into a shootout with Josh Allen, go ahead. I don't think they fear that. It's not the way they've been playing. It's maybe not the way they want to play. But if it comes down to that, like I was saying, if Buffalo gets down by 2 scores and all of a sudden you have to start throwing the ball and getting some quick strikes, I don't know. I've also watched Josh Allen win that way, and I've watched him lose that way too. But I kind of think with these quarterbacks, as elite as they are, I think they can win whatever it becomes. I think it's going to be a game.
Yeah, I don't know. In a big game like that, who's catching those balls against the Chiefs in a shootout? I mean, you got McDuffie on one side.
I know. It's not going to be easy, but you had Keon Coleman got a big defensive pass interference call that went his way. Yeah. Like, it's going to be stuff like that.
But would you much
rather? Khalil Shakir, it's going to be Cooper. It's going to be, you know, you're going to have to get something from Mac Holland. It's all hands on deck.
Right.
Kincaid's got to show up. Knox got to show up.
Wouldn't you much rather? All those names you just mentioned, like, those are good players. I do not want to see James. Once James Cook and Josh Allen start getting control of the ball in short yardage, you're dead. You don't get the ball back.
I get it, but sometimes the game doesn't go the way that you script the game.
Did you see the Steelers-Ravens game I know you did. Sorry, but the Ravens came out and every fan knew they didn't want to pass the ball. They just wanted to control the clock. And the Steelers were just like asleep until the second half. It's like they weren't even paying attention to what was going on. That is my fear. If I'm going against Jaden Daniels, if I'm going against any of these quarterbacks, just do not let them control the first downs.
EJ, you look like you want to say something about our interview with Carrington.
Well, no, I was actually thinking more about the shootout scenario. Because if it is a shootout, yes, you're going to have both quarterbacks going back and forth. But at the end of the day, it's probably going to be, unless the clock runs out like in 13 seconds game or overtime, it's going to be a team needing to get one stop. I feel like if that scenario comes up, I think the Chiefs would feel very good. You feel like Chris Jones could come in and make one big play.
Yeah.
McDuffie can come in and make one big play. A shootout also doesn't feel like a good game for the Bills. I know I said that they did a great job against the Lions. That Lions defense was decimated. I think the Chiefs can get one stop if they had to.
I think that the Bills have shown you they can get a stop.
It's true.
Now listen, did Mark Andrews drop that 2-point conversion? Yes, he did.
Right. Wait, where have the Bills shown you they can get a stop?
Also punched the ball out from Mark Andrews and they were driving. It wasn't the literal last play of the game.
Yeah, because the dude was on skates.
It was on crunch time.
Yeah,
but I saw them also earlier against the Jets. Like Tyler Rapp was just throwing his body in the way of plays in that Monday night game. That was a real close game. Like the Bills have shown that too. It's not ideal. Yeah,
there's no way the Chiefs are letting this become a shootout. That's like what's their high score? They scored over 30 points once this year. They're one of the lowest scoring teams in the league. There's no way they let it get to 40-40.
855-212-4227. Asking you a couple questions today. Number one, do you think Jaden Daniels could really pull this off?
The Commanders.
Also, would it be good enough just for Josh Allen to beat Patrick Mahomes? Or does he have to go to the Super Bowl, win the whole thing? 855-212-4227.
All right, Meg. We have a couple days to the NFL, but we have plenty of NBA and Prize Picks. Really helps you enjoy. It's the best way to play daily fantasy. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in award winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. So simple to use. Pick two or more players across any sport. Pick more or less on their projection. Going up to 1,000 times your money. Obviously, the trend, just ride Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and points, because we know he ain't passing the ball.
Well, can I interest you in a little Victor Wembanyama, more than 28.5 points? And then you can pair it up with a guy I know you follow closely. Ludwig Åberg, I know you love this golfer. Didn't you pick him to win like the U.S. Open last year or something?
I feel like I've jumped on it. It's Åberg, right?
Åberg. You love this dude. I remember you couldn't stop talking about it.
Victor Hovland confused a lot. I like both.
Okay. Prize Picks are obsession. It can be yours as well. It's a lot of fun. It's America's number one daily fantasy sports app for a reason. You can play it in more than 40 states, including for our friends in California and Texas. All you have to do, simple, download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MMP, get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. It's code MMP on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Man, Carrington Harrison joined us in the last segment from 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Gave me something I had not thought about, which is, would beating Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, then losing to a rookie quarterback, quote, be so Bills? I'd not thought that through, so I have a new fear to add to the worry tree that Andrew Bogish told us about last hour. I noticed something the other day, and I was curious if you guys have had this recently. I was watching a lot of MLB Network on Tuesday night because they had the Hall of Fame like coverage. And I guess I haven't watched, I watched that channel, but I guess I hadn't noticed it. I almost bought something off the TV because I was watching for so long. They kept showing one of those like, hey, buy this. It was a vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear I have not been tempted to buy anything off TV maybe since I was a kid. I don't even know if I've ever bought an as seen on TV thing, like a Ronco fruit dehydrator or whatever those things were. I almost bought this vacuum cleaner off the TV. it convinced me.
What's a vacuum cleaner do? Like, what's the trick?
It was just picking up everything.
Good suction?
Good, perfect, everything. Mm. It was picking up cereal off the ground.
Cereal?
I know. Nails?
Bare floors and carpet?
Wait, both?
Pick up cereal? Doesn't every vacuum cleaner do that?
Hair?
You'd think. That's what big vacuum wants you to think.
I don't know. It's like Instagram ads I get sucked into all the time. But it's been a while since I really got sucked into buy this off the TV ad.
I definitely own a perfect pancake maker because of a TV ad.
Wow.
What does it work? It does. It's a little hard to clean after the fact, but it's like it's a normal kind of plastic container that you can like mix the pancake mix in, and then it has a handle that you squeeze and it opens up the bottom. And that's where the mix comes out. So you can make designs.
Yeah.
It's a more controlled exit from the vessel. But then it gets all crusty and stuff.
Super gross.
I know. But the bottom then gets all crusty, like the valve and everything.
That also sounds gross.
Yeah.
You said exit from the vessel and the bottom gets crusty.
Yeah.
Blah.
Just be careful.
And that's pancakes we're talking about.
Practice anyway, safe pancakes.
Did not buy it. Didn't buy the vacuum cleaner. I guess I'll just have to live with the one I have.
You have one, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, okay. I've got a vacuum cleaner. I've got multiple
She's been
dust
winging it this
busters.
Whole time.
I just go down to my hands and knees with a broom. Anyway. There was a bygone era where buying stuff off TV was like a real thing. I feel like that's really going out of style.
After last night, I might have to leave the Uber Eats seamless situation for a while.
Oh, bad delivery situation?
I had someone try to hold my food hostage because they got themselves locked into our private apartment building driveway.
And they had your food?
And they had my food. It was ridiculous. Like, I'm still sitting here.
Did you get the food?
He wouldn't give it to me. Eventually, I did because I had to yell and basically make a scene so that people outside could hear that this person was hijacking my food. But he claims that the GPS told him to go down this apartment building driveway, which makes zero sense because it's like 50 to 60 yards away from the entrance of my apartment building. And because he didn't have the access to the gate to get in, he said, you need to get me out of here. It's like, well, I don't drive. I can't help you, bro. And so with him... Not allowing...
About you? Why would you having a license change this?
Well, because I drive, I could get my car and go up and then hit the button that everybody has, like, a remote button to, like, open the gate. And I was like, I can't help you with this, but, like, can you please give me my food at least? Somebody will eventually open the gate, and he wouldn't do it. He literally held my food hostage.
How did he get in the gate without any kind of...
Someone must have left or entered right... Maybe, because it's like a maybe 30-second lag, right? Like, opens. Yeah. You don't have to have him, but to close it. It closes automatically.
Yeah, yeah.
So he drove
Man,
in.
Man, where like do you live? Fort Knox? Jeez.
I mean,
it's a gated community?
It's supposed to be kind of secure, right? You don't want anyone just driving into your parking garage. But the idea that you can keep a person's food hostage, I've never seen that before. I was like,
kind of on his side. He has no idea when anyone's going to come in and let him out, EJ. You got to let him out. He's on your property.
Are you? What are you talking about, Maggie?
Wait, your girlfriend drive or fiance now.
That's what I told him. So I said, hey, look, my fiance's actually out and she's coming back. She's driving back from her yoga class. Like, I don't know, like, it's not going to be next 2 minutes, but she should be back in like 5 like or 10. Like, and he still wouldn't give me my food. He's like looking at me like I'm like asking him. I see the food in his passenger seat. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, hey, bro, can you give me my food? And he would not do it.
I'm with the Uber driver on this one. I'm sorry.
Wow, I'm stunned by this.
That's
crazy. I've got to be honest. It's your responsibility to get him out of your property. Let's get to Bogish. He's got headlines. What's up, folks?
Lamar Jackson's the likely winner, but here's his official competition. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Saquon Barkley, Jared Goff, the finalists for MVP, the NFL releasing all of these lists this morning. DeMar Hamlin is once again up for Comeback Player of the Year. Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell from Philly are finalists for Defensive Rookie of the Year, but they'll lose that to Rams' Jared Verse. Last night in Houston, the Rockets had a 2-point lead on the Cavs in the closing seconds, but then Tari Eason committed a flagrant foul on Darius Garland while he was shooting a three. Garland, though, only hit one of his three free throws, so Cleveland was still down one, but they had the ball since it was a flagrant foul.
Jayshon Tatum guarding the inbound. Bounce pass left side, Mitchell side, pocket three is short. The putback no good as well for Garland. And the Rockets win! Oh, baby!
I couldn't tell if he got stuck there or that's what he wanted the call to be. It's Rockets Radio, Houston, hanging on for the 109-108 win. Cavs head coach Kenny Atkinson certainly not blaming Garland for those missed free throws.
I love that guy. I love his effort. Hit a big three on that. You know, without him, we're, you know, you lose by 10. So it to me, it doesn't, it's almost irrelevant.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, very relevant. A career-high 54 is the Thunder down the Jazz, 123-114.
What a bum.
The Kings rallied past the Warriors, 123-117. And the T-Wolves held off the Mavs, 115-114. Jaden McDaniels, a career-high 27. Men's top 25 action, number 5 Florida, barely surviving a trip to South Carolina.
Clayton, top of the arc, blitzed by two defenders. Shades left, gives to Richard. Richard drives to the rim, laid up, got it. He scores for the lead, 4.8 to go. Right to the other end, right for a deep straightaway three. Back iron, no good. Chop this one up for the Gators.
That's from Learfield. Will Richard, the deciding hoop in a 70-69 escape. Number 13, Texas A&M, closing an 11-2 run for a 63-62 win at number 16, Ole Miss. And 20th-ranked St. John's forced OT after being down 16 in the second half to Xavier. They won the game 79-71 in that extra period. Juju Watkins, 16.7 boards as women's number 4 USC rolled to its 14th straight win, 79-37 at Purdue. American Madison Keys takes a 3-set thriller from second seed Iga Świątek in the Aussie Open semifinals. Keys in a major final now for the first time in 8 years. She faces top-seeded Aryna Sabalenka on Saturday. The Winnipeg Jets, a 3-2 win in OT in Colorado, and Columbus, a 5-1 win in Toronto, with Adam Fantilli scoring the first hat-trick of his career. EJ, back to you. I'm mad at Maggie now, too.
I can't believe Maggie turned on me. I'm still mad.
You got me here.
What did I do to you?
No, you're just still Manny.
All right, whatever, go to hell.
Wait, EJ, I was just thinking about that garage. Should a garage, like, you can, it opens automatically on the way out? Like, why would you keep somebody locked into the garage?
I don't know. I mean, I see people in the chat claiming that, like, the garage should have opened automatically.
Sounds like a massive fire hazard.
I guess. I don't know. But this guy, he was dry. I'm literally in the cold up a hill. He's right up against the gate. I mean, I don't know if he had to drive closer, but he would have been ramping to get against the gate for it to open. But I'm sitting there in the cold on a hill being like, hey, can you give me my food, bro? And the guy would not give me my food until he was allowed out of the gate. I'm calling the super. I'm showing him my phone. Hey, I'm calling the super to see if he can open this, but I can't open this. I need to go inside, bro. I have a cold. It's 10 degrees outside.
I know, but
can you please give me my food?
I get it, but he could think he could be stuck there all night. The food is the only thing he's got as leverage against you to get out.
He's got to make a living.
Yeah, come on.
He's the victim here, not you.
This isn't a me thing. I don't control the gate. I don't control the driveway. It's a residential building. That's the building company. What am I supposed to do? Why am I now being held hostage?
Well, because he's got your food. You're the only one who cares that he's in there.
But by the way, if he'd handed you the food, would you have just completely put his problem out of your mind, or would you have continued to help him?
I was calling the super while he had my food hostage, so I already was helping him. Like, that was the thing. He was acting as if I wasn't doing anything.
But was the super picking up?
No, but that's not my fault. This is bogus. You're sitting there, like, am I crazy right now?
I'm confused as to why the gate wouldn't let him out. So I at that point I understand, but I have sympathy for you because you have the worst luck with this stuff. You've had more delivery issues than the rest of the people in my life combined.
Well, maybe this is a sign. You got to get a license, dude.
I don't know which one. Or groceries.
Yeah, nah. I get you there. Delivery all the way.
Get an air fryer. Get some chicken.
Manny, you should write a cookbook. Let's go to Dom, who's in Washington. Dom, how's everyone feeling about this run?
Oh, man, you couldn't imagine how it's going up here. It is unbelievable. And I'm not really calling to gloat. I want to know, have you guys actually picked who you think will win these games this upcoming weekend?
We do the spread, though.
What's that?
We do the spread.
Yeah, we do. We're going to make our picks tomorrow, but I know which way Perloff is leaning because he just told me.
I can't believe the Commanders are getting points. I think it should be, because of the Hurts injury, I think it should be closer to a pick'em, like a maybe 2.5 at most. But even that, I feel like, is crazy.
Yeah, I actually agree with you, Perloff, and I'm surprised. You're, like, very, very reserved. It seems like Maggie's, like, going like, you know, the other way and, like, not witnessing what she's actually seeing with her eyes. But, you know, like a lot of fans, like I said last week, you can take a horse to the water, but you can't make them drink it. So everyone's excuse for them picking against them or saying they're going to lose is he's a rookie. I'm like, when is everyone going to come around and say, okay, he's a rookie, but he's different. He, you know, a little special. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it just happens. Sometimes, you know, we witness the same thing with Patrick Mahomes, you know. And, you know, and the last point I want to make is everyone brings up C.J. Stroud and, you know, his kind of a slump, which he still made it to the first round of playoffs, so it wasn't really a slump. But I think the difference is Jaden has those legs.
Yeah.
So when it comes to next year and them maybe having a sophomore slump and, you know, teams figuring them out, he always got that under his bag. He got those legs, and he's the best decision maker I've ever seen as a rookie. Even better than CJ Stroud last year.
Yeah.
So
that's
all.
Yeah. Points all around. Really good ones. Thank you for the call. A couple things. Dom has a point. To where, all right, we've never seen a rookie in the Super Bowl before, but that is definitely going to end. It's almost like a 16 seed beating a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament. We had not seen it before UMBC upset UVA, but we knew at some point we were going to see that. Like, it was only a matter of time, and then it happened again. So I do agree with him there that could it be Jaden Daniels? Yeah, it definitely could. I think that is not going to be a stat or whatever that lasts for our lifetime, a rookie quarterback never making it to the NFL.
Well, it's been a long time since one's been in the conference title game, though.
Brock Purdy.
Oh, yeah.
Not that long.
Was he a rookie?
Really, really recent.
Well, yeah, but he didn't start the season? I don't know. Help me out here, somebody. Lifeline.
Nope. How about Dom in San Francisco wants to talk a little about the Raiders coaching vacancy. What's up, Dom?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, everybody that knows anything would probably agree that Deion will die on the vine in Dallas. What about Deion Sanders coaching the Raiders, and they do something to move up in their pick and draft Shador?
Listen, Dom, to the sports god's ears, we'd love it. And thank you for the phone call. That would certainly make the Raiders, who are already pretty interesting, would make them a lot more interesting. I don't know if you got this feeling at all, Pearl, yesterday when the Raiders announced their GM, and Bogish told us earlier in the show, John Spytek, right? Who played with Brady at Michigan and was an assistant general manager in Tampa, where Brady also played. Didn't you start thinking, all right, what's the next thing we're going to hear? A Byron Leftwich interview? Also in Tampa with Brady, with John Spytek, at one point was thought about being a head coach, got an interview with the Patriots, right? This cycle?
That's so funny. I thought you were going to say McDaniels. Like, you're right, Byron Leftwich. But, like, was Byron Leftwich tied with a hip with Brady? I don't remember their relationship.
No, I mean, maybe can they talk Bruce Arians out of retirement, maybe to just stabilize
Did
things?
Brady like fire Arians?
No, but it's looking like a Tampa thing now, right? Like, you're seeing the Tampa connection.
Oh, but this guy went back to Michigan.
Sure. Well, I don't think they're getting, you know, Brady Hoke. So.
Well, No, I didn't. It's funny. I didn't think, like, Tom Brady definitely had an issue with Arians at the end. We remember that was the reports. And I don't remember him being super close with Byron Leftwich. I feel like McDaniels and O'Brien are his guys.
I thought there was a story about Leftwich and Brady in one of their houses together going over stuff. Like, on the first day of Brady getting there, went to his house. Like,
well, right, he brought everyone down, and they practiced illegally in their backyard.
No, there was a story about the two of them together.
Maybe.
Like, extra time learning, teaching, whatever.
Also, Josh McDaniels can't be the head coach.
Yeah, but there's just a weird drop-off in Leftwich, because it ended in Tampa Bay, and then he's kind of been missing.
Well, after Brady left, they had a really bad season, and he's...
And he got, but like usually guys still, like at least are on people's minds.
Yeah, I don't know. It's unlike, it doesn't sound like an obvious choice to me, but sure.
Something's up with the Leftwich thing, because wasn't also an issue with, like, he wouldn't take like the Panthers job or
Jaguars it was Jags because I think he didn't want to work with Trent Baalke, and then we get the story yesterday that the Jags have fired Trent Baalke because, well, they said it was they didn't call it a conscious uncoupling, but they had another stupid term for it, like a.
Yeah, it was kind of like conscious uncoupling.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was a little stronger than mutually parting of the ways. It was something I haven't heard of before. Anyway, we'll get it to you. But
they took him off their worry tree. That's what they did.
That was in the press release.
Yeah.
But by the way, I'm sorry to take it. Like, who is the favorite for the Raiders? Now that we were talking about, like, geez, I have no idea. Like, you can throw out Byron Leftwich. I'm like, sure, why not? Because I have no idea who else they're talking about.
Well, that's, I just started maybe connecting some dots there. I think there still is Pete Carroll still hovering around the show.
Oh, right. They wanted Pete Carroll. I forgot about that.
They interviewed Carroll, Ron Rivera, Robert Saleh, and Vance Joseph. And I think they were trying to get a Todd Monken conversation.
The worst thing Brady did was attach his name and stuff to this search, because this looks sad. Those names you just mentioned, are you kidding me?
Well, they're all defensive guys, too. I
think Pete Carroll is the more interesting than the other ones.
But if Tom Brady landed on hiring Pete Carroll, I just would be like,
I don't know why.
Why did you fire all everybody and say you were in charge? This was your grand plan? This is the best you could do?
I feel like there's some buzz around Carroll. Ron Rivera would be, because he hasn't won in a long time. That would be different.
But I should also point out that group is who's left available. Like, they talked to Ben Johnson, and then maybe they talked to Aaron Glenn, too. So they talked to guys who have had jobs now. So these are who's left that they've interviewed that are still able to be hired.
No, I know, but at the same time, though, again, like, those other guys all looked at the Brady situation and said, nah, I'm good. Like, I think that makes Brady look kind of bad. Like,
can you imagine taking the Jets job over the Raiders?
Right. I mean, whether it's Black Channel or whatever, they wanted to make it very clear that this is going to be Tom Brady's baby here. Like, this is what he's focused on. And if the end project is Ron Rivera, I'd be like, if I was a Raider fan, I'd be like, this is what we signed up for. Get this guy out of here.
No, people still know the owner there. Like, the Raiders is still a place where you go to lose.
Because the Jets have been hanging banners for the last
20 Raiders years. Are worse. I mean, the Raiders have been a disaster for a long, long time.
And they've got no quarterback.
Yeah.
The Jets could have Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
I think the Jets have way more talent. Because the Gruden and Mayock era just gutted that roster so badly. And then they hired Tom Telesco for a year. Like, nothing's working.
But I agree with EJ. I think it doesn't look great for Tom Brady. If guys, you think that he was the equalizer, right? I'm the one associated with winning. You know, come with me. I've got a plan. And if it ends up being like Ron Rivera, you're right.
It's not going to be Ron Rivera.
No. Or just the fact that.
But if it's Pete Carroll, I think people. You guys don't think there's some buzz around Pete Carroll? Like, that would be somewhat interesting.
But that buzz started 2 weeks ago.
No, I'm just saying, like, if they hired him, don't you think that would be a noteworthy hire to some extent? See, to me, that's a little different than a total consolation prize.
With Brady, like, the idea is that you're creating some kind of long-term vision of winning. Pete Carroll, he looks young, he acts young, but he's in his 70s. Like, how long is he coaching? Like, to me, this doesn't look like some long-term vision for building a successful organization. It seems like a quick fix.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
Caller saying, how about Deion Sanders?
I love that.
Let's get that sparked up.
I love that. What if I can offer you a Deion Shador package?
Well,
but then you got to give away a lot of draft picks to fill up a roster that is nobody. That's the problem.
That is a challenge.
Or maybe you just trade Crosby.
There's a lot of smoke that he's gone.
I mean, could you trade Crosby and then, like, not give up so much draft capital in order to get up to number two or three, whatever you need to get Shador?
Crosby's price, I think, doesn't make him that super valuable.
Gotcha.
Does it? I mean, I saw that there was a big report yesterday, today, that Crosby might not be long for the Raiders. But because he's so expensive, you can't get, like, more than one pick for him, can you?
It is a premium position, so I feel like maybe that would help the cause in terms of paying a lot of money. But I agree. The Raiders can't afford the trades four or five future picks. Like, but maybe if they get rid of one of their good players, they can say, all right, we're going to say goodbye to Crosby, but we got the quarterback now. Maybe that's a trade-off they could do.
Didn't Khalil Mack get two first-round picks and they had to pay him? Like, he still got two first-round picks.
I think he was younger.
That's true.
I probably. By the way, so I'd say once Von Miller, if he doesn't come back, how about Max Crosby on the Bills? Ooh. Take that guy if I were your team.
I got to focus here. Got Arrowhead, okay? First things first.
The Bills make because me
wanna. I just don't think the Eagles need Max Crosby, but that guy is amazing.
Oh, gosh. A lot of teams would be lining up for him. Deion would make this thing a lot more interesting, but that has really died down. Deion to the Cowboys has really died down. So we'll get to Ben Johnson in just a moment. New Bears head coach. What did he say, and can he deliver on it? We'll do that next.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. Now you can buy the new Hyundai from the comfort of your own home at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. So we had Carrington Harrison on from Kansas City. Great spot. And he said, we never talk about the Titans, Maggie. He literally said that. He's like, you're always talking about the Chiefs because we win. I don't hear you talking about the Titans. Well, you know what, Carrington? We're going to talk about the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, because they owed the number one pick. And yesterday, they were actually having a press conference to announce their new GM was going to meet the media. But what happened was the president of the team did a media session before the press conference.
Yeah.
You follow me? So, president of football operations is Chad Brinker. Mike Borgonzi is the new GM. But anyway, they look interchangeable. That's not the important part.
Yeah.
What happened is that the president of the team said, we're not going to pass on a generational talent if there's there at one, but if there's not, then basically give us a call. You know, like we might be open for business here with this number one pick. And so what ended up happening off of that is Travis Hunter's odds to get taken number one skyrocketed yesterday on all of the websites because he's the one who's gotten the label as the generational talent. Not Shedeur Sanders, not Cam Ward. They're fine prospects, but not generational. So I think that's what's going on with this whole thing. And so, you know, obviously interesting news if you are a New York Giants fan. At three, maybe a quarterback is there for you. Maybe Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, one of them's there and can fulfill that.
Yay!
That would be your best case. And then for the Patriots, they were saying bad news for the Pats because the Pats might actually be really in the market for Travis Hunter. Yeah. They're picking fourth, and he could be off the table.
Yeah, and also I think this really opened some eyes. Whoa, maybe we're not getting quarterback 1, 2, 3, or maybe. I mean, remember, Cam Ward was like a third-round prospect coming into the season, and Shedeur has always been polarizing because it's such a strange situation in Colorado. I was thinking about it. Is Travis Hunter the next Deion? Deion went 5. It's like, man, looking back at that draft, you'd say, well, he should have gone higher. But it's such a great draft. Troy Aikman went 1. Can't fault that. Tony Mandrich, 2. That was a bust. Then Barry Sanders and Derek Thomas were right ahead of him. But if Travis Hunter's the next Deion, you have to take him number 1 in this
draft. Come on, Daddy.
Because Deion was just a cornerback, but he was so much more. Like, he dominated the field from that position. It was crazy. You couldn't really even, quarterbacks didn't even want to throw downfield because they were like, well, Deion's looming out there. And if he catches it, not only is he going to catch it, he's going to run it back and like backwards step into the end zone.
Yeah, run.
Listen, I'm excited to watch Travis Hunter continue his career, but I just think we're not in the same NFL that we were when Deion Sanders was playing. And Deion is amazing. Obviously, but if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a prayer in this league.
Well,
so I actually think if they go through their evaluation and they think Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders are worthy of a number one pick, you've got to take the quarterback, Pearl. If I'm sorry, Travis Hunter would wither away on a Titans team that doesn't have a good QB. It's not worth it.
Yeah, but they might say, you're right. I mean, generally you do have to take quarterback here. I'm definitely a take a quarterback guy. I don't know about Shedeur and Cam. That's the only issue. You said worthy of a number one overall pick. I'm curious if the teams view it that way. That's the only question mark. If it was Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, yeah, of course. Maybe, and there's like a lot of reporting between now and the draft. Maybe those guys aren't worth it. Maybe the teams don't view them that way. I know the mock drafts do, But are we sure they're convinced on these two guys?
Listen, I think it's a great landing spot if you're in Tennessee, honestly, for a young quarterback. First of all, you're in a division that, you know, it could be, honestly, it's easy. Nothing's easy, but winnable. Maybe not as a rookie, but winnable overall. You're not in the bright, hot glare of New York or Philly or Dallas or, you know, a place where you're going to come in and have these immediate expectations. You can kind of learn and grow. You got an offensive-minded head coach. Your defense is not terrible. I don't love it. I kind of love it for a young QB to develop. Why not?
God, I don't know. Just like off the top of my head, I'd be like, it's the last place on earth I want to go to Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, your coach, you could have a new coach next year, possibly. You have one this year. I don't know. It's just like the Titans are.
Well, I don't think they're well run. I'll give you that. But there's a lot of teams picking quarterbacks high who are not well run, unfortunately.
Right. Like this, the Titans sort of seem like not like as bad as the Bears, but it seems like, except for Steve McNair, they're a franchise that has trouble getting quarterback right and kind of feels doomed. Also, it's just like their team stinks right now. Like everything around you stinks. So you're going to come in with a coach who was terrible last year. It was objectively awful in every game situation. I don't know. Tennessee, they are building a dome, which I find interesting. That'll be super sweet if I was in Tennessee. In a couple years, Nashville's going to have a dome. But if Deion Sanders was there, of course you're going to take Deion over Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. You'd be crazy.
Yeah, but first of all, Travis Hunter has to be Deion.
Yeah, that's a question.
I mean, I think he's going to be good. It's going to be fun, but he's got to be Deion. Let's update some polls, can we? At Maggie and Pearl on X. If Josh Allen leads the Bills to a win over the Chiefs but then loses the Super Bowl, will he be viewed more favorably? Yes, winning at 57%. No, he has to win the Super Bowl at 43%. And then this one, would the Bills beating the Chiefs then losing to a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels, quote, be so Bills? 90% say yes. That's going to be... I'm surprised it's not 100. It would be. Get all the way there, lose to the first ever rookie quarterback to even make the Super Bowl. That would be a particularly painful experience.
Yeah, I don't get all your emphasis on him being a rookie. It feels like, I don't know why, I just view him as like not a rookie. Do you know what I mean?
No. Thank you, E.J. Stewart. Thank you to Manny Rodriguez. No, I do. Thank you to Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, Weedos, Coffee Drinkers, Carrington Harrison, who joined us. We'll be making our picks tomorrow for these games. Hope you'll join us then.